Hey, Fuzzbots, and welcome to another episode of Fuzzy Notes, the show about the music made by furs. The first episode of 2015. My name is Rue, and I will be your host as we listen to a variety of music. Quite a variety of music that I was intending to put on a show probably a couple of weeks ago, maybe even 3 weeks ago, but chaos ensued. I don't know if that's a proper use of the word, but I'm using it anyways. I'm not going to ramble you guys off with excuses, as I have been prone to do recently. But as you know, back in November, my computer died, which led to a lot of chaos, and my website at work died, and I'm not very good when things that are supposed to be easy, like WordPress, break. And then right when I finally got out of all that chaos, I managed to get strep throat, which knocked me out, and I missed a week of work. And by the time I came back from that, it was the holidays, and I was flying down to Oklahoma City to visit with the fam down there. So it was kind of like 6 to 8 weeks of sickness and work and technological breakdowns and exhaustion. But 2015 is a new year. I am a new Rue, and we are here now with a whole bunch of tracks I intended to play previously. One of them is going to have an intro from the artist, something I wanted to reintroduce to the show, along with shoutouts. We don't have any shoutouts yet, but I'm hoping they will start rolling in. And I also have a song to play that I was supposed to play before, but I played the wrong song. Oh, I've been a mess. I've been a total mess. Shaking the hands now, but I'm back, and hopefully the mess is gone. The hot mess of the month is gone. And I'm going to start off with that song I was supposed to play in a previous episode, but somehow I ended up with a different song, but with this song's title, and wasn't thinking straight and didn't compare it to, you know, all that crazy crap. And so here it is. Flip the Bunny from Montreal. Very cool artist, very cool DJ, and also known as Bunnies for Real on SoundCloud. Here's a song called Elephant Song that I misnamed in a previous episode. So if you heard a song called Elephant Song in a previous episode, that was not Elephant Song. And I apologize profusely to Flip for making that mistake, but to flip the situation, huh? Clever. Here is the actual Elephant Song by Bunnies for Real here on Fuzzy Notes 2015. Woo! We'll be right back. There you have it. Elephant Song from Bunnies for Real, a.k.a. Flip the Bunny. I have done my research and discovered it was episode 83 that I messed up on. So, sorry, a hiccup there as a gift from me to you. If you head back to episode... What was that? Episode 83, Ramble Rouser. There is a... I played a song called Forever, and it's extra bad because I played that song before. I do love Flip, and I love all his music, and somehow I got those mixed up in my head. I'm kind of remembering back to that day and realizing that it was the first show after I really had... One of the first shows after I had all that early chaos. So I was quite... Look at the title, Ramble Rouser. I was rambling, I was roused up, whatever that means. But yeah, I apologize profusely to Flip for that. And there you go. That's the real Elephant Song. And it's nuts. And I love the elephant inclusion. I always say it, like, furry music or music by furs doesn't have to be animal referenced. It doesn't necessarily have to have an animal title. To me, music by furs is music made by members of the furry fandom, but there's also furry music. And in some cases, you can look at songs by major artists, and maybe they have nothing, no knowledge of furry, but you could still almost call it a furry song. That song Animals by, I think, Mike Snow or something like that. I can't even remember his name, but I remember that got embraced by furries hardcore. There were a lot of tracks just through the ages that have these animal references, and they kind of get embraced within the furry fandom. And furry musicians themselves often use titles, furry lyrics, all that kind of stuff. This one's very cool as sort of an electronic example of not only music by a fur, but furry music. And there's actually elephant sounds in it, which is so cool. So thanks again, Flip. That song is not yet released, but expect it out soon. Keep an eye on his SoundCloud and for Affinity, all in the show notes. But if you look for Flip the Bunny, you're going to find it. That's with two P's. I can't think of a way to say it. Just think two P's. Flip the Bunny. That was three P's. A three-piece suit. So I'm going to move on. I'm going to play you a track from someone who on Fur Affinity goes by Scootums. Nicknames are either Namo or Scoots, but he goes under Namo for his artist name, lives in the East Bay Area, about an hour away from San Francisco, and is a kitty cat. I actually was in touch with Scoots, or Namo, quite long before I went crazy and dropped off the face of the earth, but he let me play this song, because I, of course, asked for permission now, which is also a reason why things can be slow, but that's neither here nor there. What? One Man in the Red Room is the name of this song by Namo, and I'm really excited to play it for you. It's been about a month or so since I first heard it and asked if I could play it on the show. So I'm going to play that now and give you a bit more biographical info afterwards. But here is Namo, a.k.a. Scoots, a.k.a. Scootums, with One Man in the Red Room here on Fuzzy Notes. Thank you. Namo, a.k.a. Scootums on for Affinity, or Namu, that's three O's, N-A-M-O-O-O, on SoundCloud, with One Man in the Red Room. Again, from the Bay Area, East Bay Area, been a furry for about 8 years, which is pretty cool, and is obviously a pianist, guitarist, drummer, and he considers himself to be a dark experimental electronic artist. If you are looking to collaborate with him, you can find him again on Fur Affinity, forgot the name of it for a second, as Scootums, S-K-O-O-T-U-M-S, or on SoundCloud, again, N-A-M-triple-O. And he is releasing stuff as he goes. Might get an album going sometime. There are no plans for that right now, but keep an eye on his stuff. I thought it was pretty cool, and I like that dark piano sound. That's kind of how I got started, too. Also, it's neat, he uses Ableton to make his music, and I use Ableton not only to do this here podcast, but it's also how I record my other music, which is kind of counterproductive when I see people use stuff like Pro Tools or any sort of more traditional studio recording kind of software. I think to myself, man, that looks like it would make more sense. But when you fall in love with Ableton, you fall in love with Ableton, even if it doesn't really make sense to record entirely organic songs with no. Yeah. Anyways, Scootums, thank you for that. Namo, I'm going to be calling you Scootums forever because that's what I've been saying in my head for like the last month. Be moving on to some more music soon in future. Future, I don't know why I would say in future, but coming up on the episode, Kenko Saberwolf, and there's actually a cool pre-recorded thing, much like Chill did in the last episode, and I'm hoping more artists do in future episodes. We have Fiorin Pride coming up, as well as a track from Acid Rain and something from Zachwell. But I got a present today. Oh my god. Oh my god. I knew this was coming. I was given a heads up by my man, Yenix, that he had gotten something for me. And I was ridiculously excited when he told me, but it's one of those things where you don't really clue in that this is something you have in your possession until it's in your hands. And it arrived today. Now, a bit of backstory, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I found out about this artist from Chicago called Vito B. And in the late 70s, he did a couple of albums. He kind of self-released them. One was called Tricentennial 2076. Now, I fell in love with this album. It's weird, and I bet you a lot of people couldn't possibly get into it, but picture this. It's an album which is primarily made up of voice and one instrument. Occasionally, there's sort of some tape added to it to give some sound effects, but generally, it is a guy playing a piano or a guitar and singing over it. All the songs are almost like studies, sort of jazzy in some case, classical in others, folk in others. They're like studies of sounds. But what made the album just jump straight out of the MP3 download that I managed to find of it, because this is not something you find on CD, not anything you can download from iTunes or anything like that. What made it jump out at me was the fact that when I clued in to the fact that the first song called Tricentennial 2076, every line, every lyric line of the song essentially was setting up the album. So you would have a lyric, and that lyric, the subject of that lyric, which in the song itself is confusing because it sounds like made up sci-fi kind of stuff. There would be a song not only explaining what that lyric meant, but telling the story of the album. So it's a concept album. So the first song sets up the album and is really weird, but it sets up the album and tells the story of the album without really giving much away. And then each song subsequently explains what that line meant and tells the story of the album, culminating in the last song, which is like a strange sort of upbeat, happy ending, which is a bit of a flip play on the first song, Tricentennial 2076. So with that aside, that's why the song spoke, or the album spoke to me, because it was strange. It was obviously a very smart person put it together, but a person who was eclectic and had some really cool thoughts, which is totally up my alley. Now, the problem with this is it was released on LP in 1976 in Chicago from a record label called Clay Pigeon. As near as I can figure, there are 2,000 copies that were pressed. And I might be wrong in this, whenever I looked online to find out about copies of the album, there only ever seemed to be about 4 discussed, where others were either, I guess, in collections and unknown, lost, or broken. So of 2,000 original, there seems to be 4 left. And Yenix got me one of them, which is nuts. So it came in today, and there it is, this musical thing that I never thought I would own in a million years. Like, even if I'd gotten a lot of money, I would thought to myself, I will never own this, because how will I find a copy? They occasionally come up, but they're pretty expensive, and they just were always out of my price range. But it's one of those, like, important things to you, because it's like, you want this piece. Sorry about that noise. You want this sort of piece of musical history, your musical history, and there it is. And I opened it up, and there it is, the full LP with the picture I usually just see as like a little square online when somebody's talking about this weird album. And I got to like look at the vinyl, and it's pristine, so well taken care of. I'm so worried to play it, but I obviously will play it because I have to hear it from the vinyl. And the most amazing part was I opened up looked in the vinyl, and I thought the slip would be empty, but there was an insert. The original insert was still there, and it has all the lyrics, but they were handwritten, I assume by Vito B, in this really unique way. He's got this really cool handwriting that has these like lines that jet off even through other letters with circles at the end of them. And this line that keeps coming up through the album is, they gave us Martian plan, because it's sort of a sci-fi thing. And it's the last line of the album, and he kind of drew out a little spaceship that says Martian plan on it. It's so hard to explain, because it's one of those things. I'm not talking about like an unknown Radiohead album or something that sort of is easier to grasp. But wow, when this album came in and I got to hold it and look at it, it was just, it's amazing. I hope you had a musical experience like that sometime in your life, maybe even over Christmas. Maybe it was an instrument, maybe it was an album, maybe it was getting to meet somebody who's important to you. Let me know. Get in touch. Twitter, POTOROO, if you would like to contact me on Twitter, fuzzynotespodcast@gmail.com. If you want to email me, tell me your story about that musical thing that you got to do, and it's the musical, the equivalent of a bucket list, that thing you got, and you're like, oh my God, I'm so glad this happened to me. Let me know, and maybe I'll get in touch with you, and we can record you and have you tell me on the show. If you want to record yourself telling the story along with a shout-out to Fuzzy Notes, go ahead, do it, send it in, and it will get on the show. Let's move on. Here is Fiorin Pride with a song called November. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm hiccuping a lot. Fiorin Pride with a song called November here on Fuzzy Notes. Thank you. Such a pretty song. Oh, so pretty. And I'm very in love with acoustic guitar, as you probably know from previous episodes where I ramble on about how much I love acoustic guitar. So thank you for that, Fjorn Pride, a.k.a. just Pride. If you go to Fjorn Pride, F-E-O-R-A-N Pride on for Affinity, you'll find that his name is just Pride. But Fjorn, I like it. Fjorn. Fjorn Pride with the song called November. Currently also living in San Francisco. I guess Scootums wasn't actually in San Francisco, but near San Francisco. So it's kind of California-ish right now here with a dash of Montreal on today's Fuzzy Notes. He's been in the fur community for about 4 years, which is very cool. He specializes in acoustic guitar, acoustic folk, with inspiration from James Taylor, Leo Kottke. I mean, I love acoustic guitar. Sorry, that was kind of weird. And if you want to keep track of his stuff, you're going to have to head to FA. He doesn't have a Twitter or anything like that, but it's in the show notes as well as a link to that track for you to download, love, and adore. And as I've said previously, I challenge all of you listeners, if you like any of these songs, I should probably say this, when you love these songs, head over to their Fur Affinity and don't forget to watch the artist, to favorite the song, and to leave a comment. It's just like when you hear people say to like something on Facebook. I'm sorry, I got caught up there for a second in my head. Like something on Facebook or like something on YouTube or share something on Twitter. We can do the same thing on Fur Affinity and show our support for furry musicians by simply following the musicians, favoriting the songs, and leaving a comment so they know what you think of the music. And definitely do that with this song if you are a lover of organic music, because a very small percentage of furry music is actually organic with instruments like guitar or piano. And I'd love to throw the love that way. And I know we love to populate our favorites and our galleries on Fur Affinity with pictures, because pictures are so much easier to just skim through and see. But don't forget about the beautiful musicians, favorite their music, so that when people go and check out your profile, they'll see, oh, they like a furry musician. Maybe I should too. In fact, this is what I'm doing right now. Click November, click favorited. I'm going to do that with every song I come across that gives me the tingles for show. So thank you for that, Fjorn. One other little tidbit about Pride. I keep calling him by the wrong name. He's actually a computer animator by trade. So go check out his Vimeo, which I have linked in the show notes. Definitely check it out. It's very, very cool stuff. And upcoming projects, when he records music, it just gets put up on for Affinity. So just follow him. Huh? Follow him so you'll know when new music comes out. And very, very cool stuff. So thanks again, Pride, for that. Let's keep with the music, because I have rambled your ears off. I'm going to play something now from Zachwell. Let's move on to Zachwell now. We'll come back, chat a bit more, and then we're going to hear from the artist who recorded a little introduction to their song. So first up, here is Zachwell, and here is a song called That's a Feeling, here on Fuzzy Notes.
Feeling, baby. That's a feeling, right? That's a feeling, baby. That's a feeling, no. That's a feeling, baby. Yeah, that's a feeling. That's a feeling, baby. That's a feeling, yeah. That's a feeling, baby. Ooh, that's a feeling, right? That's a feeling, baby. That's a feeling, no. That's a feeling, baby. Hey, yeah, that's a feeling. That's a feeling.
That's a feeling, Zach Well, with his friend Matthew Harris, who co-wrote that song. He recorded it at home. He sings, plays drums and xylophone, and the guitar is his friend Matt, and it was made as a gift for a family friend, which is very cool. They go by the name T3G, sort of as the name of their duo. He says it's nothing serious, but a very cool songwriting duo at the very least. And you can find Zach Well on for Affinity as Zach Well D, the letter D, Esther, A-E-S-T-H-E-R. Or go to the show notes, because I've also linked it there. But that is where you can find Zachary. Zachary, did I just give you a new name? Is that my problem today? Am I giving people real names? I don't know. Zach is also known as Zach Valence or Valence. Valence. I'm from Canada, so I see stuff like that, and I think in the French way. Zach. Let's just stick with Zach. That's easy. Yeah, definitely check out the music there. And I would say more, but I have all the information out to you now. Your job now is to go check out his stuff and maybe look into T3G, which does have a Facebook page. I've linked that in the show notes as well. So now a little bit of a treat. I reached out to a fella named Kenko Saberwolf, again, a long time ago, way too long ago. And I asked Kenko if they would be interested in recording sort of a little answer, question, answer, tell us a little bit about your music kind of thing. I'm not describing it very well, but kind of like what we did with Chill in the last episode, or episode 83, where I asked him to talk about his music and record it so that we could play that for you. I have done the same here with Kenko. So the name of the song, Worms Armageddon Team, and here, how about I stop talking and I let him talk now? We're going to hear next Kenko with his preamble to his music, and then we're going to hear the song right afterwards. So hold on to your hats. Here it comes.
Hi, guys. This is Kenko Sabor speaking. Well, this is actually my first podcast, so I'm not sure how this will turn out, but at least try to do my best out of it. So, yeah, to begin with, I just want to honestly say I'm really thankful to actually be in a podcast, that someone actually took interest in sharing my work of music. Okay, so here's the moment where I'll try to answer the questions I've been asked. Well, actually, from the time I actually wanted to make music was during my last days at high school. When I first started with my guitar project, it was actually when I was 12. But then again, guitar was actually a really big challenge for me to try to accomplish with, so I kind of failed at the first time. So yeah, I quit the guitar for the moment, and then again, and I started 3 years after when I turned 15, which, as I mentioned, was my last days during high school. Yeah, when I first had this feeling I actually wanted to accomplish the guitar, I kept it going and practiced as much as I probably could at all. And I've had this feeling I wanted to do something more than just play, because I had this feeling I wanted to entertain people in different ways. So I started off by making some simple guitar channel at YouTube by using a camera while I played the music in background, and then the guitar part, but it didn't really turn out that well. The sound quality wasn't actually pretty good. But that's the point where I wanted to take a twist and make something better out of it. But yeah, during high school, that was actually at the moment I felt I wanted to make something bigger than just play the simple guitar cover music part. I live in Norway, and I was grown in Norway. My neighborhood, well, is actually a pretty quiet place and really cozy as well. Well, since it's Norway, it's not really Alaska-looking, but at the place I live, it's kind of empty, but then again, you still have the opportunity for socializing. Well, you got a big Walmart not too far away, so you kind of have what you need. And if you're going for a drink or entertainment, buy either music, video, yeah, a real variation. You have a driving part about 20 minutes away where you got Bergen, which is a really known place in Norway, like Oslo, which is the main place in Norway. And you got the Bergen, which is the second biggest city of all Norway. Well, as I mentioned, Norway is known for black metal, and black metal hasn't really inspired me, because I'm not really impressed over how they managed to invent it. It sounds cool at some points, like black metal and the orchestral part, if you've ever heard of Dimmu Borgir, pretty cool band. But the stereotype black metal, no offense to Norway at that point, but I'm not really impressed. But at least we got our own metal genre, so that's pretty cool. Well, actually, I've seen a lot of different free musicians. At first part, it was actually someone who has been furry. I don't know if he's still active, but there's this guy who's called Jerry's Wolf, who I first saw at YouTube, who made different furry fursuit cover for either something he has made up or cover from other songs. And my first thought was, wow, that's actually pretty cool and really creative. So I had my mind that I actually wanted to do the same, like entertain people, as I mentioned earlier, because I like to entertain people. Others, well, you got Finn Fox, or Finn Ferry Hill, who has actually been playing active with Jairus Wolf. And they both have seemed to have a concert at Euroference, which I so far hasn't been to, but hopefully I'll get there sooner or later to, yeah, kind of meet them, because they actually look pretty cool, and the thing that they're furry musicians, or furry rockers slash metal, I find them actually pretty interesting, so that's the reason why I want to meet them. And the first furry musician I actually met is a guy who's named Milestone. Sadly, he's not active with the furry part anymore. He went from furry to brownie, but he's a really nice guy. He is. You can search his songs on YouTube. He has, so far, I think he has the best music video for his work. So, Milestone, that is what he was called at that time. He's a really nice guy, kind of quiet, but then again, he's really cool. And what others? Well, I've seen Schecter Wolf, who not really has inspired me though, but he's really cool, because he has this fursuit that's actually has the logo from Schecter, which is a guitar logo. So I kind of have the combination between two, and that is actually pretty creative. So that was actually pretty cool. And last, there is actually one fairy character, but I'm not sure if that's a made-up. There is this female fairy character the web, who's called Janice, who has actually inspired me enough to by kind of the same guitar as she has in her picture, which was a Gibson Les Paul Sunburst, which actually is a kind of really expensive guitar though, so I got the copy part, which is the Epiphone Les Paul Sunburst. And yeah, I think that's so far the fairy characters that actually has inspired me for work and different such. First of all, it's at those moments where I'm really, really relaxed and pretty much have nothing on my mind, it usually is music that is stuck on my mind, because music is sort of my life, so it's always there, at no matter what time. If I'm stressed or relaxed, it's still there. But the idea of coming up with a song, even if it's a metal cover for something, a game song, movie song, you name it, or something that's from my own, that's the inspiration for how I want to come up with the part is pretty much when I'm relaxed, where I have nothing to do. And then I either find for the covering part, I find the song that I want to create. I listen to it enough to know the whole song in my mind. At the next part, I find the video music file for it and add it to Audio CD, which is also the program I'm using now for recording. And yeah, at that part, I have my computer with my headphones, so I can hear just the music, so I can get the timing and play at the precise right time. Then again, for the recording part now and not before. Well, okay, as before, the part what I did there was I used my recorder from my PC, which hasn't really turned out to be the best quality, which is the reason why I now have gotten a microphone for the new recording part. So yeah, the microphone I'm using is the SEX1 USB version, which is the one I'm going through my PC, through my guitar box, for getting the music inside to really get the perfect quality. So that's how I get to the part where I make the cover. And it might take me from 30 minutes to several hours for how perfect I want the whole part to be from the song, because I don't want to make something that's just basic. I want to complete something that ends with a great detail. So I'm taking my recording work serious. I'm not a perfectionist, but I want to make it sound good. So yeah, at the finished part, I export it to the video file. Sorry, the music file that's best available for listening to. So I won't get any distortion or too much bass. So I got several mix pads I can use for changing how well it will turn out. Well, honestly, it's undescribable how much feeling that's coming to me through making music. Well, as I mentioned earlier, music is probably my life. It's pretty much everything to me. I love making music. I love listening to music. I love seeing others make music. It's just a real joy. Something, a real good feel for me that can help me calm down and make me feel happy for every day that goes by. So yeah, creating music is, it feels really great for me, it does. It might be stressful for a lot of work that I'm going through, but at the point I'm realizing it's all worth it, because it'll turn out good and I'll see people loving my music. I think that's actually the real part, really good part. Not because of famous and such, but to see that I can entertain others by showing them my work of making music. So yeah, it's a really great feeling.
Kenko with I keep saying it wrong. It's called Worms Armageddon, and I just contacted him actually on FA to confirm whether Worms Armageddon was the name of his band or anything like that, and was reminded again that I'm one of those dorks that don't play games, because it is a theme from the game Worms Armageddon. Whew, so two things I'm going to say right now. Well, other than thank you, Kenko, for that track and for the interview. The segment you heard before with Kenko talking to us, I apologize about the audio. It was a little rough, but I hope you listened to the whole thing, and I hope you enjoyed it. Please let me know what you think of interview segments like that. You may have noticed it sounded a bit different than a normal interview. What I did, I had sent him questions, and he recorded the answers and sent them to me, just like Chill did with episode 83. And it's something I'd like to start doing, at least with one artist per episode, to sort of get other people's voices involved. But what I did while listening to the recording he sent me, he had repeated the questions. Vocally said, you know, question number one and said it, and then answered the question. And I cut out the parts where he was referring to the questions or he was talking about the interview and tried to piece it together so it was more like a little audio documentary. I noticed his answers, usually within the first 10, 15 seconds, gave you an idea of what he was answering. So I added a little audio dip there where the volume dropped when it was going into a different question. And I wanted to make it feel a bit more like an audio documentary where we hear him talk as though he's talking about his influences and where he's from and all that. And I hope you enjoyed it. And I was quite happy with his answers. They felt really honest and really fun. And that's kind of what I'm going for. So please, I'd love some feedback. If you liked this, the feel of that kind of audio documentary segment leading up to a song from an artist, maybe once per episode, as people can get them to me, let me know. I want to keep doing them, but I won't if you say they aren't interesting. Yeah. So we're going to be winding down soon. I have one more song to play, and I'm going to play that in a moment. Oh. Noise. I hate that noise. There was one more thing, wasn't there? Questions. Oh yeah, the other thing was, I just, one last ramble before we get to the song. Right when he had mentioned that the song was a theme from a video game, I had to sort of flash back and realized, and this is, I guess, a bit of a, I don't know, philosophical thought, but it's interesting how when I was growing up, I played NES and Sega Genesis and all that kind of stuff, and lots of kids did, but playing video games at that point, which of course they called them back then, video games and computer games, it was kind of like a geeky thing to do, and there was a time where being a geek wasn't very cool, and that's obviously changed in the last 10, 15 years, but it's weird how every one of my friends, I think I can safely say 99% of my friends play video games, console games, on their computer, indie games, all that kind of stuff, tabletop, RPG, but I don't, and it's always been something I used to tell people, I feel like a loser occasionally in this group of furs, because I'm the guy who kind of zones out when people start talking about games. While at Fernal Equinox last year at our table where we were selling books, a guy started talking to me about Metal Gear Solid, and he explained the entire series and the storyline and the fact that this games weren't in a linear order. Like part four was actually part two. I can't remember, but he talked to me so excitedly about it, and I loved sort of the passion of his story, but I spent the whole time thinking to myself, almost anybody else would totally get what he's talking about, and I could only stare blank-faced. So that was me with Kenko there and Worms Armageddon, a little more insight into the mind of Potaroo. Before we get to this last song from our buddy Acid Rain, I just wanted to say thank you for listening. 2015 is going to be awesome. Let's stick to an episode per week, if not more. And I apologize if I slip on that, but we'll try to get guest host to fill in the gaps. If you have music and you'd like it to be featured on Fuzzy Notes, get it to me on Twitter, POTOROO, or the best route is to email me at fuzzynotespodcast@gmail.com. That way it'll be in my inbox and I won't be confused as to where the song is when I go looking for it afterwards. But let me know if you're a musician or if you know a musician and you want their song featured on Fuzzy Notes, get in touch with me. Let me hear it. That would rock. Also, keep an ear out. I'm going to have some updates on the podcast that I'm working on with about a dozen or so other furries. I talked about it before, but it's going to be kind of like This American Life, but with furry stories. And today is a day, drumroll, that a bunch of us are actually getting on Skype and we're going to start talking through it. And today and tomorrow, we're kind of having our first writer's meeting, if you want to call it that. And then we're going to get started on the episode, episode number one. Maybe even since we have such a large group, we may each try to work on a couple of stories so we can get episode one and episode two done. I'm hoping for a release in early March, but we'll see. And I know I've been calling it This Furry Life online. If you read the Huffington Post article about furries, the one that came out recently talking about the how people perceive furries, I was interviewed in that blog. And I talk about Fuzzy Notes. He actually talks about Fuzzy Notes, but they also mention This Furry Life. We are likely going with the title Tales, like story and like furry tales. Don't hold us to that, but keep that in the back of your mind. When Tales comes out, that's what it is. It's going to be very exciting. So I'm pumped. I'm going to head out. I got some work to do, but here is Acid Rain. He has a song called Miss Murder, which is actually a song by one of his friends, and I believe this is his version of it. We'll find out. But I'm going to close off the show as usual with Acid Rain, but this time with a different song other than a Fuzzy Notes song. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I will see you next week. Love you all. Don't forget to rate and review the show. I'm done. Bye.